Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
John chapter 11 verse 4. John 11 4. Scripture said, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be what? Glorified thereby. Please take your seat. Dealing with the spirit of death. One of the reasons why the Lord deals with the spirit of death is to get glory for himself, because he's a spirit of life. Jesus gives us life. And when that life comes under contention from satanic powers, he deals with whatever wants to siphon or take that life out of us. And so he gives us life eternal. He gives us long life on earth. And one of the reasons why he does that is to get glory for himself. Praise the Lord. When Lazarus was said to be sick, and Jesus was told, he clearly said that the sickness is not unto death, but that all that was happening was for the glory of God to be seen, that the Son of God might be what? Glorified thereby. So sometimes sickness, and we are using sickness in a broader sense, situations, conditions, troubles may come your way. Sometimes they may even be traps of things that want to kill you. They may even be prophecies on your head that this year will not see your end, or you will not see the end of the year. Which one? You will not see the end of the year, but you will see the end of the year in Jesus' name. Sometimes there are dreams. These are all sickness. What's a sickness? It's not a regular way of life. It's an anomaly. So when these anomalies start showing up, whether it's a workplace anomaly that seeks to kill you with pressure or hypertension, or it's real medical condition that wants to kill you, or it's an arrow shot from the pit of hell that wants to kill you, God sent me here to come and tell you that whatever you may be encountering that wants to take life out of you, like in the case of Lazarus, it is not going to kill you in Jesus' name. Say it's not unto death. And the powerful thing about it is not just Jesus saying it, but you believing it. Believing that if Jesus said, if you are his child, no matter what you are going through, it's not unto death, you have to believe it and grab it. Does that mean that sometimes you will not go through it? He has shown us in scripture that when you go through fire, I will be there. That means that sometimes you go through fire. When you go through waters, they will not swallow you. I will be there. He said, you go through the valley of the shadow of death, but I will not leave you. I am with you. You know, most of the time as believers, our sense of victory is when there is total prevention or absolute abandonment of the program of hell. Is that also that we don't see it at all, which I'm praying that will happen for you in Jesus' name. But in case Daniel has to go through the lion's den, in case Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego have to go through the burning furnace, you still have to carry a strong faith, knowing that he's already promised us that it's not unto death. Are you here? It's not unto death, but that the glory of the Lord shall be what? Shall be seen. You know, the Bible said the believer will go through a lot of trials. But in all of the trials, the Lord will be with the believer. So in the trial, What we need is to comfort our mind with the faith of what he has said. There's a scripture that said, if you believe according to what is written in the scriptures, or according to the scriptures. You know, sometimes when you are going through challenges, it doesn't look good at all. Is there anybody who likes going through challenges? You like it? I don't like it. Yeah. We're not created for it. The garden God created, there was no challenge at all in the garden. Peaceful. Everything is perfect. Praise the Lord. So challenge is a distortion of the perfect life. And it will just make you feel somewhere, and it can bring the spirit of heaviness. It can kill you before your time. Yeah, challenges can kill you, and God didn't kill you. So don't die. That's why he's telling us that it's not unto what? Death. No matter what happens, God has a plan for you. And that plan, he says, is not evil. It's good. So even in the presence of what is not good, God's good plan will show up. Praise the Lord. Because it's a season of glory, we are going to see the glory of God in every situation, in every circumstance. There's a brother here in the church. He went through some bad times in his business. We didn't even know where the solution was going to come. For almost 2 years, that'd been on. This thing wanted to shut his company down, his business down. We prayed. We sought the face of the Lord. Difficult. Then all of a sudden, God decided to give him a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. All of us were surprised how God, because we thought that it was gone. And God, he always has a plan. Praise the Lord. So the point is for you not to die before his plan is executed. And what the devil does is to make you want to kill yourself like Judas. But there is help for you in Christ. If you are not careful, something that you are trying to prevent or you are trying to deal with will make you open the door for Satan to kill you. And Satan is a murderer. Satan is what? Yes, the Bible says that the thief cometh not, but to what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He is a killer. He's a destroyer. He will steal your life from you. I think I'm preaching to you. Am I preaching to you? Yeah. It's a murderer. And all the time, let the word of God guard your heart. That this too shall what? Pass away. Sometimes you are wrong, but you are still a child of God. And your discipline will be in the hand of God. Sometimes you are wrong. You see the consequence. But when you are seeing the consequence, it is not because God has rejected you. It's not because God has abandoned you. It is not because God has given you to the will of your enemies. No. If you are a child of God, God doesn't give you to the will of your enemies. He can allow a consequence to go on, but he has still not given you to the will of your enemies. And when it's time, look at the Israelite. He allowed them to be in slavery in Egypt. But when the Egyptians kept the bondage more than stipulated, God came and said, look, no. These people, they are my own children. I said they will be in captivity for 400 years. Now, you the slave master, no. I owe them, I owe the 30 years cry account. No. They are my children. Even if they are bad, I will take them home and discipline them within my home. You will not have the chance to discipline them. Are you here with me at all? So, some of us give up on God because we know that what we did is wrong. What we are in is our fault. Or what we are in is a major sin. Some people even say it's a sin unto death. Or it's a sin that cannot be pardoned. Which one is that? and all of that. Whatever it is, you have to come to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Believe that he said that I will not leave you, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Praise the Lord. And what is written is written. His word is sure. His word is what? His word is sure. Because if you don't understand it, when you are wrong, you donate your life to Satan. And remember, Satan is a killer. Satan is a destroyer. And when you donate your life to Satan, all you will see will be evil. It will be what? I can't hear you. It will be what? It will be evil. Evil from the devil. You know, you just have to start the evil with D and you have devil. Devil produces evil. So if you just allow him, he will kill. Tell someone, don't allow Satan to kill him. I'm not hearing you at all. Tell someone, don't allow Satan to kill him. What does it take not to allow Satan to kill you? What does it take? You put on the whole armor of God. You bear the shield of faith. You bear what? Wherein you'll be able to withstand all the wiles of the devil. That's when you are going through challenges, the word of God must be guiding you, guarding your heart. Yeah, even when you know how it's going to end, whether it's going to end negatively, temporarily, right? You should still be speaking the word of God over the matter. That this is not my end. It's not unto death. But that the glory of the Lord shall be what? Revealed. Shall be seen. But you don't donate your life that already mehu. Mehu, 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 mehu. I'm gone. This is it. No. This is not it. Are you here? Is God talking to somebody? You think the message is not powerful, but it's powerful. Very, very powerful. So you take the shield of faith. Tell somebody, shield of faith. One more time. Tell somebody, shield of faith. You take, first of all, you take the whole armor. You take the whole armor. You put on the breastplate of righteousness. Put on your helmet of salvation. Protect your mind. To what? Protect your mind. Then all the belt of truth and all of that. But the shield of faith. Faith. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of promise. I have faith in my Father. No matter what I am going through, this is the faith that I have in him, that he's my deliverer, he's my savior, he's going to come through for me. Praise the Lord. A bounce you visa. Some of you, they don't just bounce you, they ban you. Yeah. But in my life as a pastor, I've seen people who have been banned, whose bans have been overturned. You just have to maintain the faith. Bible says in Hebrews, it says that women refused to allow their dead to be buried. They refused. Person is dead, but they refused. And they brought back the dead to life. All by faith. If you're a Christian, it does not mean problems will not come. What you shouldn't lose at any time is your faith. Praise the Lord. Peter was walking on water when he saw the storm. The storms were too crazy. He now turned to look at the storm. Because the way you lose the strength of your faith is when you focus more on the potency of the storm. On the power of the thing you are going through. Than the willingness and the ability for God to deliver you. Even if not now. In the course of time. Praise the Lord. So tell somebody, don't focus on the storm. Keep your focus on Jesus, who is able to save you. You know, Peter is an interesting person. When he started feeling like sinking, he now shouted to Jesus to save him. So all this while, you could have kept your focus, isn't it? But I'm telling you, it's not easy to keep the focus. When you're a Christian, you have to be real. Is that also? Some people feel like when you are real, it means you are abandoning your faith. No. It doesn't mean you are abandoning your faith. You will cry and still hold on to God. Say, God, as I'm crying, the crying is one thing, but my faith there is in you. It's not in the devil. It also doesn't mean I have accepted my faith. I'm crying. It's naturally paining me. But spiritually, I believe you will do it for me. Praise the Lord. And it's paining me that even though you can do it, you have not done it now. And I've had to wait. And that waiting is not, it's not comfortable at all. And so that one, sometimes it just will trigger my emotions and I will cry and the thing pains me. What kind of father is this? Eh? It will make me feel hungrier. Then by the time he brings the food, cry. Appetite in your head. I take up. Who did the ice? Who did the ice? You know, but you have to keep the faith. You have to what? Normally, towards the end of the year, like the devil tries to kill a lot of people more than ever before. Beginning of the year, end of the year. So, if you are praying, you will see that too many things are hanging in the air. You should not be surprised if somebody comes to tell you that they had a dream or something spoke to them that you are going to die before the end of the year. Because devil is always trying to kill people before the end of the year. Some people even die, you know, very, very brutal death 1st of January. Some 31st. Yeah. Last year or last 2 years, 31st. Very gruesome death. Like you can see that it has been written upon their heads that they won't cross. But every one of you, you are marked by the blood, you cross in Jesus' name. That amen is not strong at all. This evening, I want you to practicalize your faith. Apply your faith. Lift your right hand and say, I'm not going to die this year. Nothing is going to kill me this year. Can you rise up and say, by the blood of Jesus, I am covered and I'm not dying. Nothing will take my life. I will live long. I will cross this year. And I shall not die before my time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, I declare right now, by the blood of Jesus, even as I come to the communion table, I declare that everything that has to do with premature death is cancelled by the blood of Jesus. I shall not die. My family, we shall not die. My spouse and children and siblings shall not die. Open your mouth and say, Father, I declare that we are not dying in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I declare that I shall not die. I declare that we are not dying. I declare that my family shall not die. Sprinkle the blood. I sprinkle the blood of Jesus over my life, over my family. I sprinkle the blood over our souls. I sprinkle the blood over this year. And I declare that I will not die this year. My family members shall not die this year. We shall not die this year. My spouse will not die. My children will not die. My members will not die. Nobody shall die in this church. Our loved ones will not die. There shall not be death in this country. Open your mouth and pray. All the arrangements